Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is July the 11th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, all in that order. Each day, kids from all around the world gather together to hear from these amazing stories in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading is in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 32. Then we're going to skip down a few verses and start in again at verse 36 through 43. And finally, we're going to finish our reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. Now, in this passage, Jesus describes God's kingdom as a wheat field. What happens to the weeds? What happens to the wheat? Let's read and find out from Matthew chapter 13. Here's another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who plants good seed in his field. But that night, as the worker slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away. When the crops began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. The farmer's workers went to him and said, "Sir, the fields where you planted that good seed is full of weeds. Where did they come from?" "An enemy has done this," the farmer exclaimed. "Should we pull out the weeds?" they asked. "No," he replied. "You'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I'll tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles and burn them, and put the wheat in the barn." Here's another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches. Then, leaving the crowds outside, Jesus went into the house. His disciples said, "Please explain to us the story of the weeds in the field." Jesus replied, "The Son of Man is the farmer who plants the good seed. The field is the world, and the good seed represents the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people that belong to the evil one. The enemy who planted the weeds among the wheat is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the harvesters are the angels. Just as the weeds are sorted out and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will remove from his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. And the angels will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Well, there you have it. The wheat planted in the field represents God's people. The weeds represent those who choose not to believe in Jesus. When Jesus returns, he will separate those who believe in him from those who don't. All the believers will go to heaven, but those who reject Jesus will be punished and thrown into hell. Not a pleasant thought. No, indeed, it is not. But the good news is that we have a choice about whose side we're on. We can choose Jesus, and we can choose life. This is what Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, "Today I, the Lord, have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you will choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." Amen. That's my prayer for my own heart today, and that's my prayer for you, that you will choose life. God is so kind, he's so generous, he's so ready to forgive our sins and to invite us into his life. And I want to live right there. I want to know him. I want to choose him. And I pray that for you too, my friend. May that be so. Hey, Daily Radio Bible for Kids. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Word, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. You remember to choose life, and you remember this, that you, my friend, are loved. Indeed, you are. Alrighty. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.